Broadband today is much like electricity 100 years ago. We consider it a utility. It is critical to the operation of any business. And of course, it's critical, you know, for families and their children and being able to connect.
That was Forest County Broadband Commission Chair Mark Ferris. He led the effort in Forest County that recently secured one of the largest state grants from the Wisconsin Broadband Office, a division of the Public Service Commission. As of 2019, the Federal Communication Commission reports that nearly 28% of residents in rural Wisconsin lack access to broadband high-speed internet, defined as download speeds of at least 25 megahertz per second, while urban areas have nearly 100% access. The Wisconsin Broadband Office is dedicated to closing that digital divide between urban and rural Wisconsin. State Broadband Director Jaron McCollum explains why broadband high-speed internet is so important in today's society.
I think it really comes down to competing in today's modern economy. I think so many things that we do on a daily basis are online or required to be done online, whether it's applying for a job or renewing your license plate.
The COVID-19 pandemic has also exposed the problems created in homes that lack access to high-speed internet. Students are expected to learn from home and communicate with their instructors. Parents are working remotely, and there has been an increase in online shopping. These activities need high-speed internet.
There's just endless applications for broadband connectivity, and as a whole, I really think that a community with good broadband connectivity is a vital community. Great connectivity can really boost a community's ability to compete in today's modern economy.
In late March, McCollum's office awarded $24 million in grants to communities. Successful grant proposals in the Northwoods came from Forest, Vilas, Oneida, and Oconto counties. Forest County received one of the largest grants, which will permit them to build 17 towers in collaboration with Northwoods Connect. Besides the obvious benefits to education, emergency service, and the ability to do e-commerce and e-medical visits with high-speed internet, Ferris describes some of the economic benefits as well.
The number one, piece that people are looking for when they choose a place of residence or a place of business is its utility infrastructure and broadband being right at the top of that list.
According to Ferris, recent surveys show that seasonal homeowners would also extend their stays if they had access to high-speed internet.
It sends a message to potential new businesses as well as our existing businesses.
By the end of 2 years, Forest County expects its residents to have over 90% connectivity. This will take Forest County from one of the least connected to one of the most connected counties in the Northwoods. According to information provided by the Public Service Commission, there are other counties that lack sufficient connectivity. For example, Langlade, Lincoln, and Iron counties have significant regions without access to high-speed internet. Even the eastern and western ends of Oneida County and the western end of Marathon County lack adequate internet access. The good news is that the WBO will be awarding another round of grants for the coming year. Here again is State Broadband Director McCollum.
Through a lot of those funding mechanisms that I listed, I think we can really make significant progress towards our goal of connecting everyone in the state.
But that goal can only be attained if local leaders request the funds.
It does require some level of local involvement, and sometimes that really is what it takes, is that a local champion to kind of help drive that grant application, and along with partnerships with, ISPs or other local entities.
McCollum or other members of his office, however, are there to help. They offer grant writing workshops, webinars, and other forms of consultation so that local groups can prepare the best proposal. The goal is to get all Wisconsin residents access to high-speed internet in the near future. As Ferris notes, it has to be available to everyone.
I believe it's a necessity of life.
Information about the application process is available at WXPR.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.